Chuck Brown, Ralph Dantino, here. Marty Flanagan,
here.
Sam Hill, Craig Malandra,
here.
Richard Marks,
here.
Ray Pollack,
here.
Robert Piper,
here.
Matt Singer,
here.
Don Vogelsberg,
here.
We begin tonight with the Pledge of Allegiance, and I will kindly ask our Chamber of Commerce Executive Director slash President slash Soothsayer and All-Seer, Gene Gaines, to please lead us.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Gene. Folks, before we begin tonight's business, I would like to draw everyone's attention, which I'm certain is already drawn, to the fact that Geneva has yet again lost two very good friends in the past few days. The first is Joanne Emma, one of the Emmas. Joanne passed away last week, rather suddenly and unexpectedly, but we certainly mourn her loss. She was a very kind and gentle lady. And we also mourn the loss of Mr. Robert Wehrmeister. Mr. Bob Wehrmeister, of course, is the father of the 30-plus year veteran announcer at Geneva High School, Kurt Wehrmeister. And Mr. Wehrmeister was laid to rest today, and Joanne will be laid to rest tomorrow. So in honor of their families and the pain that they're experiencing, I'd ask that we just bow our heads momentarily to let them know that they are in our thoughts. Thank you. Item 3 is non-existent. Item 4, amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments tonight, Mr. Malandra?
Yes, I have one. I'd like to move 11C from the omnibus agenda.
Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Flanagan.
Point of order.
Yeah, I've been corrected by the city attorney, who has for 9 years kept me out of prison, but apparently is lax. It's a joke, Frank. Don't write everything down.
Sorry.
A member of the city council is authorized to remove an omnibus agenda item without the need for a second or a vote.
I apologize for failing to recognize you as a member of the city council.
I just wanted to be sure.
Great. Anyone else want to remove an item on the omnibus? Otherwise, item 5, I'll entertain a motion to approve the omnibus agenda as amended.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Flanagan, seconded by Marks. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Craig Malandra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Ladies and gentlemen, we jump down to item 9A. 9A is consider resolution number 2009-64, authorizing contract with Geneva Construction in the amount of $7,620 for emergency pavement repair at South Street at Burgess Road.
So moved.
Second.
Marks makes the motion, and Malandra makes the second. Any questions or comments for Mr. Dinges? Pretty self-explanatory. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Greg Malandra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Motion passes 8-0.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir. Mr. Singer?
I did have a question regarding the issue we just voted on. May I ask that question?
Yeah, without objection by the council, sure.
I've driven by that street continuously on a day-and-day basis. When one of the figure they'll have that repair made.
We'll notify them tomorrow that they are awarded that project, and we'll get them on the schedule. We're hoping that they'll be able to jump on it right away. With the rain, though, it's all in a matter of weather, but that's why we wanted to get it awarded as soon as possible so we could try to find a day that would work, hopefully within the next week.
Yeah, is it not true that those facilities close at a specific time?
They really kind of play it by the weather. If once the temperatures consistently stay below freezing, then they'll start to look at shutting them down because they won't be generating asphalt. Typically, we have until around Thanksgiving before they start doing that.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You're welcome. Item 9B is to consider a real estate closing and possession and related budget amendment in the amount of $152,000 for property located at 215 Campbell Street.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Alderman Vogelsberg, seconded by Alderman Piper. Mr. Radovich is here tonight to answer any questions relative to this issue. You have a memorandum in your packet from City Administrator McKittrick, which clearly outlines why we're considering this action tonight. There's a great deal of history behind it, and I would direct anyone's questions or queries to the city attorney, Mr. Radovich. Hearing none, Mr. Singer?
Yes, thank you.
Mr. Dantino?
I do see here that you're recommending the property to consider for tenancy. Is that in what respect?
Well,
occupied by residents or commercial?
So it's my understanding that the property currently has a tenant in it that was, the property was leased by the U.S. Bank, which is the is now the executor of the estate of Florence Natalini. I have not yet received a copy of that lease, and once we do see that lease, then perhaps the city would wish to continue that tenancy until such time as we're ready to proceed with the parking plans that, mm-hmm. for the subject matter of this acquisition. But at this point, under the contract that we signed with Mrs. Natalini and her husband at that time, her husband died approximately 12 years ago as well, I believe, said that the property would not have any tenants when we closed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we're going to examine and see whether it's the type of lease that would be appropriate for the city.
It's going to be used for a parking facility. Is that the understanding?
Well, the city council in 1996 believed that was a integral parcel in the development of an interblock or interior block parking design and traffic pattern between James Street and Campbell Street in that block. So yes, the intent was to demolish or remove that home from that parcel.
So that would then mean we will have to incur an additional expense for the cost of the demolition
at that time, at some time.
At
yes.
some time. And the paving and all of
Correct.
The good things that
Correct.
Happen. Well, certainly it's a worthwhile expense, I feel. I think the council probably would agree with that. Well, thank you for those.
And that comments. Was all under special service area number one.
Yeah, SS1.
Right.
Right. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You're welcome. Alderman Dantino.
When it says the item's not budgeted, but then it is in the SSA1, it's been there since 1997, this 150?
1996 or 1997, it was reserved, yes. The funds were reserved.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't believe it was budgeted because the closing and possession of that property was subject to either the voluntary relocation of the Natalinis, their voluntary relocation, or upon the death of Florence Natalini. And Mrs. Natalini passed away recently.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Anyone else regarding item 9B? Mr. Clerk, I kindly ask that you take the roll call.
John Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollock?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Item 10, ladies and gentlemen, is to entertain a motion to pay the bills as listed, and I will kindly ask our city clerk to do exactly that.
Bills for payment, total $467,013.47.
So moved. Oops, go ahead.
So moved. To pay the bills as listed on the, as the...
Well done.
I know.
Well done. I thought, is there a microphone in your ear from Mr. Brown of North Carolina?
Yeah, he tried to. I mean, you cut me off right in the middle of it.
Well, I was afraid of what you were going to say.
Just as read by the city clerk.
Alderman Marks makes the motion.
Jeff sneaking at it.
Good job.
And posted on the...
Seconded by, was it Alderman Flanagan?
Yes.
Oh, I forgot his post.
Any questions or comments for anyone?
That's your two.
The motion and the second stands. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Item 11C has been removed from the omnibus agenda. It is to approve ordinance number 2009-29, executing an agreement with the Illinois Public Works Mutual Aid Network for assistance with major emergency and disaster response. This item was removed by Alderman Maladra. I'll defer to Alderman Maladra before entertaining a motion.
And I'll defer to Dan Dinges to explain it.
You have been twice deferred.
Thank you. I became aware that there was a minor modification to the agreement, and I wanted to make sure that we approved the most current agreement. The change was in section, page 6 of 9, section 13, indemnification, in the second paragraph. Essentially, we're removing the words or providing. It's each party requesting or providing aid pursuant to this agreement. We're removing or providing. There was concern that this could require one responding agency to assist in the legal defense of a second responding agency. We wanted to eliminate that concern. So this will help protect us from having to respond to or be a part of another agency's requirements. So that's the change, and I recommend that you guys approve that modification.
Mr. Dinges, that emergency response, though, falls on the shoulders of the incident commander, correct?
Correct.
So, in other words, we're providing the authority to, whether it be our fire chief, our police chief, and or if we actually entertain the emergency command center?
Right. Well, if we were to send, we decided to send our crews to another disaster in the state, you're basically, our insurance covers our people. We don't want it to cover anybody else.
Got it. Okay. Okay. Alderman Flanagan?
No, I was wondering if Mr. Dinges explained it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anyone else regarding item 11C? We have a motion. We do not. Is there anyone willing to entertain a motion?
I so move.
Alderman Singer makes the motion.
Second.
Alderman Maladra makes the second. Any questions or comments regarding item 11C? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
We skip down to item 12A, folks. 12A is to consider resolution number 2009-65, supporting Joint Council of Government Water Supply Planning Alliance's policy statement, which is included in your packet. I'll entertain a motion to so approve.
So moved.
Second.
Maladra makes the motion, and Vogelsberg makes the second. Any questions or comments for the director, Mr. Dinges? This, of course, has come our way via the Metro West. Motion and second stands. Voice vote is sufficient. Of course it's not. Roll call, Mr. Clerk.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
Ralph Dantino.
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Craig Maladra.
Aye.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
Ray Pollack.
Aye.
Robert Piper.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Item 13, ladies and gentlemen, new business. Anyone in the audience tonight? Any new business for the benefit of the council? Frank, what do you think of your first meeting, man? I can see now, council standard.
Unexcited. Didn't say no.
Alderman Piper.
Yeah. Mayor's glass is disturbing.
You want to see the other one's big guy? I've got masking tape on him.
Just a friendly reminder to, for those of you at home, we've discussed this before the meeting a little bit. The rains are going to come, and for those of you who have your leaves in the street, they really need to be either on your lawn or on the driveway. Dan said he'd been hanging out some door hangers that Steve Lemire put together. I had asked if the council members can have those, so as we see it, we can hang it on people's doors. Most people have been very nice about it. Some people just don't know. Although, I mean, on the way here, I saw grass clippings, a big pile of them in the street, so you never know what anybody's doing. But that's, if we get a whole lot of rain, it's going to fill up, back up, and we're right back into the same problems we had. So please read the stuff that gets sent out. Pick up the leaves, bag them, leave them on the parkway. The parkway's not going to die. It's going to be just fine. That's all.
Whose house did you drive by?
That'll be yours.
Anyone else from the dais before I recognize Ms. Dawkins?
Mr. Mayor.
Alderman Singer.
May I ask Dan another question? Are these available if I would come to your facility tomorrow or the next couple of days rather than you having delivered? Because I appreciate your comments, because I drive down my neighborhood and I see the same thing you're seeing. And I'm a little leery about knocking on someone's door and saying what you're doing is incorrect.
Imagine opening your door and seeing him.
Yes. Yes.
We can have some door hangers available for the aldermen.
Okay.
If you want to stop by.
I would.
There.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You're welcome. Ms. Dawkins? Oops, excuse me.
I just want to ask you really quickly, didn't we already distribute them to all the homes?
Not to all. What we had some of our guys ahead of the program within the last couple weeks driving the streets, and anybody that put leaves out into the street, we put a door tag, door hanger on there, and we circled what the, you know, that they put in the street and that these need to be moved. And what we're trying to do now, there's not that many leaves down yet, so it will get worse as we move forward. But we've been trying to have someone ahead of the crews. They started today removing leaves, and we have someone out ahead. We're kind of giving, on this first round, we're kind of giving people warnings, you know, move the leaves. The next round, fines would be assessed at that point if they continue to put them in the street.
Thank you.
And the only way those fines will be effective is when myself or council members are contacted that we say, sorry, pay the fine. We can't be contacting you or Mr. Lemire saying, ah, come on, give Mr. Radovich a break. Ms. Dawkins.
Oh, I was just going to add something. So
we're never going to use
sorry. It's really just... So we're doing a good job then if the aldermen do pass out those door hangers.
That would be wonderful.
Because then we would be... our constituents would not have to be fined.
Correct.
So we're doing...
Although we have... put tags on people's houses.
I'm putting a little different spin on it.
And we've had people calling us and still refusing to move the leaves. So it's, I appreciate the comments. We are encouraging everybody to move those leaves into the grass right behind the curb, but we still have some people that are refusing.
But you're also the first ones to call when the street floods in front of their house. So. You get to talk to them twice. It's exciting.
Is it okay to recognize Stephanie now? No, that's okay.
Wait until she starts talking.
Yeah, then Jim will interrupt you. Okay, thank you. I just wanted to remind everybody that this Wednesday from 7 to 9 p.m. here in this room is the SPAC annual town meeting. Our topics of discussion are the 2010 census, energy conservation. We'll actually have two different speakers talking on both sides of the topic, so that should be interesting. And then we're also going to talk a little bit about the strategic plan and if there's any updates that the citizens would like to see. So that's this Wednesday, 7 to 9, this room, or you can tune into Channel 10 because we will be recording. But we'd rather you be here.
And before we conclude tonight's meeting, I promised my friends, the second graders at Western Avenue Elementary School, that we would all say hello to them. They're all watching tonight.
Oh.
They should be watching, so.
Hello.
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 Hello, second graders at Western Avenue. Well done. If there's no other business, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved, Mayor.
There's a motion by Singer, a second by Pollack. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Good night, everyone.